going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yesterday at the 11 o'clock hour, we had the press conference of Kobe Altman, Cavaliers president of basketball ops. And Kobe, I thought, said some...
Is it bad if you call him the general manager? I mean, is it
bad? Well, they have a general manager.
I know, but... Yeah.
That would be Mike Gansey.
Yeah, you're right.
They do have one.
I don't know, but it's just
it's
weird.
It's like Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff. They have a GM. It is weird that they've taken this thing and moved it up a spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's truly weird. It's GM and assistant GM.
Yeah, right? It's what it is.
Right. So, but that's the deal. You get a better title. Hopefully, you get a better paycheck. So good for them. Kobe Altman yesterday talked extensively about his core four, and that's good. I think. He clearly is locked in on, at least from what he said yesterday, on the core four being what this team will be built around moving forward. And here's what he had to say.
This is year three for the core four, and they've had incredible success. Playoff success needs to come next, but I think there's an internal belief because of what we proved this year during the regular season and what we're capable of to run it back and see what we can do.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. But one thing I keep thinking of, okay, you're going to run into all of those financial punishments moving forward. That's going to be difficult. You don't have some first-round picks moving forward in 25, in 27, in 29. You will have first-round picks in 26 and 28, the lower of the first two picks between you and Utah. And I would assume that the Cavs will be better than Utah, probably in 2026, but you never know. So they will have a couple of first-round picks moving forward, but just probably not high picks. And if you are locked in on the core four, Andy, to me that means, okay, then how do you build the rest of the team around that group?
I have the only freedom I see Kobe Altman having right now to build anything is to get rid of someone off the core four. Or you've got to come up with two spectacular picks in this year's draft that are second rounders. I started looking through. I mean,
it's going to be
that second apron is like you've got to be Houdini.
It's punitive. It can kill you.
Brutal. And then if you're in the second apron, 3 out of 5 years, your draft pick, no matter what it is in the first round, automatically moves back to the last pick in the first round. I mean, it is. I don't know how it is he going to do this. I want to watch this because he is going to have to be a magician to bring guys in, make things happen. They're looking at what, a $235 million payroll next year, and the first apron ends at like 206 or something like that. So I'm looking at this thing, and I just don't see how Kobe Altman can't say anything other than what he said yesterday. I just don't see it, which is okay. Let's be honest. I mean, if they can figure out a way to get out of the second round and make the current players they have better, then so be it. It's all worth it. I just don't see it without giving up core four players.
Our buddy Chris Fedor wrote a really, I thought, terrific and in-depth analysis of what Kobe Altman had to say yesterday. And keep in mind, these press conferences are, at the end of the year, end of the season. Lots of things can happen between now and the start of next season. Somebody might call and say, you know, we really want fill in the blank, and then make you an offer that you can't refuse. That can happen. Or Kobe can be pitching the idea that we love our core four, thinking that, all right, we want to move a piece, but we're going to praise it like absolute crazy.
Sure.
Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter at number two.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter at two.
Exactly.
Boom, price tag goes up. And maybe that's the situation. But Fedor wrote a really, really good piece about it. And I thought Chris summed it up perfectly. For Altman, that belief in the core four will either be his salvation or his downfall.
I don't know that he has a choice.
I do think he has a choice.
We start blowing stuff up?
Well, no, it's moving a guy in the core four. And if you want to make a significant move for this team, I think that might be the type of move you have to make if you think you need to do that. From what Kobe said yesterday, let's just take him at exactly what he said. He doesn't think he needs to do that. You know, it's year four for the core four coming up, and he thinks that they're getting better and blah, 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 blah. And again, they won 64 games. It's hard to argue with that. They had injuries in the playoffs. Hard to argue with that. But what it leads me to think is, okay, if you have your core four, and let's just work under that premise, okay?
Okay.
Because he said it.
Right.
He said, this is our crew. Then what's left? And what do you do? And before we get specific, let me give you a big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Denver this year had its starters and then didn't have a great bench?
Yeah.
It seemed.
Yeah.
And you could throw other teams into that same conversation. Had their starters, bench wasn't so good. I think that's the way this might go. Unless you get really lucky and find some key pieces.
How deep does a bench in the NBA need to be successful? Three, four? Tell me.
Three or four.
Three or four. That's it.
Yeah.
So you need eight players.
I actually think you need nine. I think you need nine that you can put out there on a regular basis. And if you go any deeper than that, you're going to be hard-pressed to find minutes for some of those guys later, because that's just the way the NBA works.
Right.
So I want to go through what's left and who Andy is a priority. Because if he's locked in on the core four, then what else is he locked in on? Maybe nothing. And that might be where this team might be able to make some moves to bring in different pieces. But the one thing about the core four, what do you have? You have two big guys who I like. And I think you need three big guys anyway. So I think they're down one. If you trade one of those guys, I think you're duped. And Kobe said, we're going to go as far as Evan Mobley's going to go.
Well, I think that was the most important thing, because
He said what we've been saying.
Right. But if the core four was Mount Rushmore, he in essence only said there was only one person left on Mount Rushmore yesterday. I know Donovan Mitchell probably is there too.
He's there too.
It. But Evan Mobley was, the way he said that yesterday made me think that Evan Mobley is the one.
The centerpiece to this whole thing.
Yeah. He's the one face on Mount Rushmore that is not changing.
I honestly think it's two guys. It's Donovan and it's Evan.
I don't disagree with that. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So, what's left? And I'm going to list these guys, I think, in order of importance, okay? DeAndre Hunter has 3 years left on his contract.
He's important, especially for the what they did this year with the trade.
And he makes $23 million next year.
Yes.
I think from a player on the floor standpoint, he is the most valuable and most important of the guys that are left, of the other guys, the non-starters. Mainly because he's 6'8", can knock down the three, can score, and can defend. But let me throw something else at you that you might not like. He also might be your most valuable trade chip if you're not going to bust up the core four. The problem is he fits exactly into that core four. The core four has what? Two big guys and two smaller ball-dominant guards. And I'm not saying that's not going to work. You know my belief on that. I don't think it does work long-term. Mm-hmm. But Kobe's locked in on it. Two ball-dominant guards, 6'3 and under, and two big guys. So what's that leave? It leaves a big hole in the middle there that DeAndre Hunter fits perfectly. I think that's why he stays, or he is the huge trade chip this offseason. And I don't want him to be a trade chip.
I don't either, considering what they gave up for him during the regular season. And that
not even that, like, but it's where he fits. It's how he fits to me.
I can't see him leaving either. I don't see them turning the page on that. Unless they feel like they can upgrade. If they feel like they can upgrade, then I can see a path there.
But boy, that's it to me, it's tough to upgrade over the perfect fit. I think he's a perfect fit. And if you move on from him, then
with
what
the core four, what if you change the four? Well, is he no longer the perfect fit?
See, but we're working under the assumption that Kobe told us the core four is coming back. So DeAndre is the perfect fit for this group. Personally, and this goes back to an earlier comment here, Denver, you know, plays the heck out of its starters, right? New York plays the heck out of its starters.
Yep.
I think DeAndre Hunter needs to start next year. Which takes us to the guy who started a lot this year, Max Strus. What do you think of Max Strus and how he fits around the core four and how he would fit moving forward?
Expendable. I think he's expendable. Unless your last name is Mobley or Mitchell.
Okay. And I will agree.
Like, I think
everybody's other than expendable. The core four is expendable. Everybody.
Yeah, if they keep Max Strus, that'd be great. I'd love it if they did. But
how do these guys fit, and who do you want back?
They got to do salary camp gymnastics here on this stuff.
Max has 2 years left on his contract, and he's making just under $16 million.
Now, how much is that going to help?
I don't know. Yeah. And here's the other thing. I like Max. I love his energy. I love his effort. He was better in the playoffs this year. He was not good in the elimination game. 0-9. Didn't play real well. I think he's a nice fit with the core four because he can play two guard, he can play three, and he's under contract for 2 years. If you're keeping the core four together and you could keep DeAndre Hunter and you could keep Max Strus, that gives you two more years with these guys all under contract. That gives you six guys under contract for the next couple of years, and you could move forward with them. And I don't know that Max Strus would bring back anything that would be of significance to help you, unless some team maybe wanted to give you a big man for Max Strus.
He could give you a little salary cap relief.
Yeah, well, he could.
Yeah.
That's why he could be expendable.
Okay.
To me,
I'll let you pick the names before.
To
I
me, it's
jumping.
Hunter okay. and Strus. And those guys are key because
so you're keeping Strus.
Well, here's the thing, Andy.
Yeah.
They're either guys that I think you should absolutely keep or the only guys on this team who could get you anything in a trade. I think the only guys. Rest of the bench. We're going to take a look at that coming up. And let's start right here. I think Jalen Tyson is key for this reason and this reason only.
He's a rookie?
He's a rookie making no money.
Yeah.
He's 6'6", and he has some skills. Can you develop him into a rotational player? He has 3 years left on his deal. $3.4 million is what he's going to make next year. Very affordable. He's 6'6", nice size. And if you can develop him, that frees you up to do some things, like maybe move Max Strus. Like maybe not worry about what Ty Jerome as a free agent would cost you with all the damages.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen Tyson is essential to what could be going on here. Because you're not going to trade him, I don't think. And if you can develop him and he can become a rotational piece for you, then all of a sudden you've got your core four, and let's just say DeAndre Hunter and Jalen Tyson. He gives you length. He gives you the ability to handle the ball. He gives you some scoring. He also has played on four teams in the last 4 years. Is that good? Is that a sign that maybe this guy, is it a negative against him? I don't know. What do you think, folks? They said the core four is back. So what else is back? I want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. Some phone calls coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.